what you really, really want. Girl power. That's what the 21st century is all about. A Time magazine cover from early 2012 would suggest as much. The article was titled "The Richer Sex." It explored how women in America are overtaking men as America's breadwinners. Now, without addressing the interpersonal repercussions of the change, the article posits that if women were in charge, the world would be a better place because of it. Well, the insects have known that for quite a long time. Hey everybody, this is E. Emmett Brady, host and creator of the Insect News Network. And today's episode is part one of two all about the Lepidopterans. It's the flutterbys and goths. And this one focuses on the beautiful butterflies. Now, recent research supports that, of course, the women are in charge in the world of butterflies. They found that in addition to living longer and controlling the reproductive process, turns out that butterfly girls learn faster than butterfly boys. And some butterfly girls really like wine. The beautiful Lepidopterans have been inspiring humans since the earliest dawn of mankind. Records show Egyptians painting them as far back as 3500 BC, and they have shown up in prehistoric cave paintings around the world as well. Sometimes they represent the soul, sometimes it's a good omen, and sometimes it's a portent of evil. But these are all just projections of the human mental and emotional state on these beautiful, otherworldly aliens that fly alongside us every day. Also on the show, I take a deep dive into a controversial but pivotal concept called deep ecology. It states that the natural systems and living organisms that surround us have value just because they are. It's not an economic value, it's not an artistic value, it's just the value of life. It's the opposite of quantifying natural systems through economic means or equating money to ecological services. And there might even be some room for some hip-hop inspiration. I talk about the complex aerodynamics of these lovely arthropods. The clap, followed by the fling and the pause. The fling, followed by the clap and the pause. I also explain how the Insect News Network is a platform to serve as an international repository for the global community of people who love insects. To hear the full show, go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 26. That's #26 for part one of Flutterbys and Goths, all about the beautiful butterflies. And remember, it's not just about the bugs. It's about us, only on the Insect News Network.